I'm sorry, I didn't really catch that. What was that? We're done. Really? So what, you just toddle off back to your new wife now? And that's me and you finished? Interesting idea. So you're going to leave behind the fucking, the emails back and forth all day with filthy, filthy ideas. The secret meetings and fucking the bar. In your car. In the alleyway behind the club. In your marital bed when she was away last time. You're going to give up the texting when you're horny for me to get you off. You're going to give it all up and go back and be, I can nearly choke on the word, faithful to your pretty wife. Oh, so you're doing the right thing now you're married. You've been married for 6 months. You've been together with her 2-3 years now. You've been fucking me for the last year. It started after you met her. And you want to stop it now you're married, but it took you 6 months to decide. No. I mean, no. This doesn't end here. I'm not ready for it to end. Oh no, I have no illusions that I'm in love with you. I just like the fucking. You're good at it. Good looking, athletic, muscular. You fuck like a stallion. And you are filthy as fuck. So tell me why I should let you go. How am I going to keep you? Well, that's very easy. You see, whilst you've just been dropping your trousers and fucking me, I have every single one of your text messages. I'm not attached, I don't have to delete them. I'm not worried about my other half looking at them. Leaving my phone around by accident. What about the emails? I have the email trail everywhere. Yes, I appreciate that can be faked. However, what cannot be faked is the video and the pictures of you and I on this bed fucking. In one of them, you're looking straight at the camera. No threats. Come now. That's really not you. But you see, if you don't continue this, if you don't keep fucking me, I'm going to go and see your pretty wife. And I'm going to lay it out all on the kitchen table for her. She's not going to understand, is she? No, she's not. She's going to be heartbroken that her wonderful, sweet, caring, amazing husband is fucking the woman across the road. She's very sweet. We've spoken a few times. Oh dear, now you really do look panicked. I know everything about you. I know everything there is to know. And the nights when she was over at her mother's when you stayed with me. Do you think she'd like to know that while she was talking to you on the phone, while you were telling her, good night, my sweet, I was sucking your cock. I was down on my knees, my lips wrapped around the head of your cock, sliding it in till it hit the back of my throat. I'm surprised you didn't hear the gag. Caressing your balls with my hands. My soft skin between your thighs. You betray yourself. You're getting hard. What's the matter? You look torn. It would break her heart, wouldn't it? But then you've got this streak through you that says, how dare you blackmail me? How dare you try this with me? Doesn't really matter. You have two options. Stay, fuck me, or leave and lose your wife. Because I don't think she's staying. I wouldn't. I could tell you that my pussy is tighter, sweeter than hers, but I don't really know that. I could tell you that I'm more flexible than she is, and that's probably true. But it doesn't really matter. Because if that's what would keep you staying here, you wouldn't have decided to leave. So what is it? What is it that makes you think you can go? What is it you're prepared to give up? If your wife really is that amazing, why are you here? Is it just a frisson? Is it just the thought of cheating? If that's so, then you'll do it again. So why stop? I can't really understand your thinking here. You're thinking you might be good for a year. Keep her happy. Maybe she'll change. Maybe she'll get a little more kinky. Maybe she'll get a little more fun. Maybe she'll let you share her with another woman. You remember that night, don't you? You do. Sarah really got into it, didn't she? When she lowered her pussy down onto your face as I rode your cock. You remember that, don't you? Would your wife be okay with that? Watching another woman fuck you as she ground down on your face. Don't think so somehow. So, take your clothes off, come back in here and fuck me, or I will go and see your beautiful wife. Violence doesn't become you. You can hold me to the wall by my throat all you like. It doesn't change anything. You're not a violent man. You wouldn't do anything to me. You're just angry. Turn that anger. Throw me on the bed. Fuck me harder than you ever fucked me. That would help you. That would make you feel better, wouldn't it? Oh, and quite frankly, your hand around my throat turns me on. I'm wet, slick, tight. My holes need to be fucked, filled with your cum. Admit it. A lot of this turned you on. My hand against the front of your trousers. You are hard as fuck for me. So tell me, how are you going to walk away again? That's it. Let it go. Be fucking angry. You should be. How dare I blackmail you? How dare I make you stay against your will? It's not really against your will, though, is it? Because, quite frankly, you were looking for an excuse to stay here. I just gave you one. Yeah? Oh. Oh, yeah, that's it. Oh, suck my pussy. Suck my clit. Lick it. Lap. On your tongue, the length of my slit. Oh, doesn't it taste that good? You can hate fuck me if you like. Yeah, get all nasty and wicked and make it hurt until I cry out and, oh, ow, oh, please, no more. Is that what she does when you get a little rough? Oh, okay, I deserve that bite. But I think you're not getting away with that one of your own. I don't care whether she says it or not. How you cover it up. Another work incident. You're having quite a lot of those recently, aren't you? Oh, you did spank my ass very, very hard when I bit your inside thigh, didn't you? And then I didn't make it up to you and I swallowed your cock. What you... Oh, you're going to fuck my face, are you? Sit kneel above my head. Feed me your cock. I feel your ass grazing my tits, my nipples tickling your ass as I, oh, let's suck your cock, that's it, ram it in my mouth. Mm. That's it. Really fucking hate me. Do it. Fuck me hard. That's it. Between my legs. Slide your oh. Tell me you wouldn't miss this if you weren't. I don't know whether you'd miss it much as you'd miss your wife when she left you. But you'd miss my pussy around your cock, wouldn't you? The way that I can take your cock into the back of my throat and slide it down till your balls tickle my chin. Oh, fuck. Ow. Tell me you wouldn't miss me turning up at work, pretending to be one of your appointments, and having you fuck me over your desk with your secretary outside. She knew. I don't know how. I don't know why. Women just have a habit of doing this. Maybe your wife knows already. Maybe that would get you out of it. Maybe she doesn't care. Maybe she's fucking the man down the road to- Oh! Ow! You! That's it. Take it out on me. Take it out on my pussy. Take it out on my body. That's it. Pull my little nipples. Ow! 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 You fuck. Yes. Oh, fuck yes. Oh. Yeah. And oh. Oh. Without me, you can't get what you need. She won't do all this kinky fuck. She won't let you tie her down and fuck her in the arse while she screams and pulls against the restraints, only to be gagged by her own panties. You shoved them in my mouth and kept me quiet as you relentlessly fucked my hole over and over and over. Oh, God. I'm going to come all over your cock. You like that feeling, don't you? You like it when I drench your cock. I get so wet and I can come over and over again. Oh, I can keep up with you no matter what happens. This body that you have broken time and time again had me weeping, crying on the floor in complete and utter ecstasy and surrender. Do it. Come in me. Come in me. Do it. Oh, oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's it. Make me pay for daring to blackmail you. Do it. Come on. No. Oh, oh. That's it. Look at me in disgust. Look away from me. You know you're going to be back across this road. You have a week to think about it. If you don't get your ass back over here within a week, then I'm going to see your wife. You have to go to work. You can't stay there all the time. You can't keep me away from her. So what's it going to be? Me or your wife? Oh, no. I have absolutely no illusions of taking her place. I don't want to be your wife. I want to be the other woman. I want to be the fuck of the century for you. I want to be the woman you come to when you really need to vent, when you want to fuck so hard your wife would run crying. So I'll see you within the week again. Text me a time. You never know. I might dress in something extra kinky for you.